By the band Bunny Hop, which is really cool because we're kind of getting into Easter. We're probably not. We're still a few months away, but maybe that's just to kind of get you in the mood to go look for some Easter eggs. For more information, log on to facebook.com/thebunnyhopband. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be speaking with Tyson. He is in the band King Washington. Now, some of you that listen to my other podcasts may be familiar with the band King Washington, as they did come on the Enter the Shell show and perform live. However, Tyson wasn't there, but now we got him via cell. So it's going to be a really good interview that I'm predicting. So make sure to stay tuned for that. Before we do that, though, we are going to hear a song by Charlie Bell. This is Get to Know. For more information, charliebellmusic.com.
I told you I loved you. You told me that's exactly what you didn't want me to do. Now there's mud tracks from your shoes. Wherever you went, I didn't get invited to. Oh, oh, oh. Things that we don't know. Today is your birthday. You told me that my gift to you is coming back every day. But love drives me to stay. No matter what you do or say, you know I'll come back anyway. Oh, oh, oh. Things I like and the things that I don't know. places I want to go.
From King Washington. You are on with DJ Turtle, and we are about to listen to Don't Expect My Love.
How's it going?
Doing good. Tyson Kelly here from King Washington.
Very cool to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really cool because now I've had every member from King Washington on. You weren't there when you guys... It's funny. It's like you weren't there when you guys played live at my other show.
Right.
I guess you were on tour with another band?
Yeah, well, I think I was out of town on a different gig. I have a side project. Well, it's not really a project. It's more of a day job, if you will. But, yeah, I couldn't make it. And here I am with the same excuse, but by God, I'm here on the phone.
That's funny. For more information, please log on to kingwashingtonmusic.com. You know, I kind of like what you guys are doing at kingwashingtonmusic.com. And the reason why is because, you know, a lot of bands, when they create their website, they put a lot of stuff on there. They put blogs and stuff. You guys kind of made it really simple. Just with like putting like your Facebook and your Twitter accounts and like a music video. I know it says that more is still to come, but are you thinking about adding like a blog or anything else?
Well, it's actually a new development. Our website is in the transition mode right now. We had a different one, and we're just trying to redo it right now. So right now it's very, very just simple and just like, here's our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know, I mean, actually, I have been thinking about doing blogs just, you know, to get our fans and more, to get a more intimate relationship with the fans and keep them up to date and, you know, more like a Thompson kind of journalist kind of thing. That could be really cool, you know, just like today, 4 degrees out in Milwaukee, there's no hope anymore, you know, or just some cool, like, you know, just, you know, bring out the journalist in all of us.
Yeah. Real recently, I've been starting up my own blog, but it's private. You know what I mean? Like, it's really just for me, just to read kind of a daily journal or whatever. Because that scares me. Like, not my thoughts, but when I'm so open and honest about what's going on, I kind of don't want people to know that. Because you know.
Right.
You know, because like yourself, you know, we build these characters of ourselves, and people have these, you know, kind of notions of who they think that we are, you know, and it's kind of like, not that I don't want to wreck those notions of who I am, but, you know, people forget that I'm a real person, like with real feelings and stuff like that.
This is true.
So I was wondering if you were thinking about on your blog doing, you know, something more similar where you really open up.
Yeah, I guess I haven't gone into too much thought on that regard, but I imagine it would be public to the fans. You know, maybe somewhere in between writing in a journal and just documenting how the day went, and, you know, kind of just but in a clever way where, you know, it's written, you know, well, and it's not just like, today I ate a hot dog and it was hot out, and, you know, or whatever, you know, just being a creative writer and trying to keep them, you know, entertained and attracted to just every next upcoming blog.
Now, we are listening to Cuts from the Overlord, and that came out in August of 2013. So it's about, I want to say a year and a half old till present. I was wondering your thoughts now that it's been out circulating in the world.
As you know, every artist is always likes the newer creations. So obviously, since the Gears has been out for over 2.5 years, that's a little bit old news to us now. But now that's becoming the Overlord, and you know, I'm just excited to get the new stuff out, which we're still writing and working on. But we got a handful of new tunes that we're playing live, and we've been working on in the studio, doing demos, and definitely some exciting things in the works right now for King Washington. Not that I can really mention exactly what they are, but because I'm not allowed to. But yes, very, very exciting things to come this year. Fingers crossed.
Now, as I was perusing your guys' Facebook, it seems that you guys keep not a constant social media kind of, you know, like it's very, like, every now and then, very sparse. Is that by choice, or what's going on?
Well, that's not the case when we're on tour. See, we were on a 10-week tour, literally. I mean, we toured all year this year, which was, like, not this year, last year. 2014, we did 9 tours. and most of them were over a month long. I mean, it was a long time on the road. We spent a lot of time just developing new fans and organic fans and new markets and new cities. And when we are on the road, we post something every day. And if it's not every day, it's every other day. And as of the last 2 months, since we got back in December, you know, we've been like on hiatus. And now, because we're never together anymore, because I'm on a different tour right now. So we've been kind of doing like a digital, you know, songwriting thing where we're all kind of passing around ideas and working on our own little ideas and sharing them with each other and trying to keep it going while I'm on the road here. But it's been good, you know. I mean, it's nice to have a little break from the guys and all of us. You know, we definitely all spent a lot of time with, you know, just being in a tour bus for most of the year. So it's good to have, you know, a little break and time away from each other to just kind of grow individually and keep writing. But yeah, posting has come to a minimum just because we're not together anymore. So there's not as much to post, you know. But yeah, I think, you know, once a week or so, it's tough when you're not together.
Right. As I'm looking, it says that you guys are listed as one of LA's top emerging artists of 2014. That's by Daily Magazine. And Buzz Bruise has you guys bubbling on the Magical Cauldron. So it's like, you know, you guys are getting so much recognition as of late. Do you feel that this recognition is like long overdue?
Yeah, I think we've been working at it since, you know, 2008 or so. So it's been like a long time. We've kind of been hoping to get recognized. And it's, I don't know if it really has happened yet. I don't know if just because a couple, you know, magazines mentioned that we're, you know, bubbling or whatever. That can only mean so much. I mean, I don't know how many people that's actually reaching. But, you know, for those of us that are already fans of the band, it looks good on paper. And, you know, I think our real goal in the next, you know, year is to try to get out and play for bigger audiences. Because even though we made 9 tours last year, you know, we're playing for great crowds. We always want to get to the next level. So instead of playing 300 seaters, let's play 800 seaters. Let's play, let's try to open up for, huge bands. You know, we had a few great moments last year. We opened up for Michael McDonald and Ambrosia and Arctic Monkeys. So we had a little taste of what that's like. And it was really fun for us to see, you know, to play for hundreds of heads and people that just loved our music for the first time hearing it. It's not an easy feat. And it just went over really well for these fans of these other bands that weren't really there to see us, but loved us anyway, and sold a lot of merch. And, you know, that's really keeps the band going. You know, you see the reaction people get from the live music. And it's always pretty positive, you know, to the fans that at least that we've had the club opening up for. So
tell me about the parallels between, you know, playing for a Michael McDonald crowd as opposed to the Arctic Monkeys crowd. Because I feel that they're two different crowds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the Michael McDonald crowd was, like you said, you know, different. They were a little older, you know, some baby boomers and everybody in between. And they went nuts for our set. We only played a half hour, but, you know, we almost sold $1,000 in merch. It was like this great show. Everybody really loved the show. It was also a benefit. So, you know, people were, you know, there to support. And the Arctic Monkeys was at Summerfest, which is a big music festival in Milwaukee once a year. I think it's the largest music festival in the world because it goes for 2 weeks and there's so many different stages. And it's a great, huge event in all of Wisconsin. Everybody comes down for it. Chicago, people come up from Illinois. And we opened for them on Big Miller Light Oasis stage, which is a huge stage, biggest stage we've ever played. And of course we had all these teenagers, you know, so now you got these little, you know, these 13, 14, 15, 16 year old girls. And, you know, then the hipster kids and, you know, high school or whatever coming out. And, they really loved, we came out there and just sang for them, and they didn't know what to expect. But we got a lot of new fans and sold close to the same amount of merch. And you know, it really is cool to know that our music does actually is enjoyed by multi-generations. You know, because I don't know, I guess the three-part harmonies and the rock and roll music is coming back in a big way, I feel. You know, I don't know, it's good to know that there's hope that youngins can appreciate the tunes as well.
Very cool. Let's appreciate more tunes as we hear the song If You Want to Get High. And then when we come back, we're going to have more with my guest Tyson from King Washington right here on The Playlist.
Guys, this is Tyson from King Washington. Check us out at www.kingwashingtonmusic.com. We're also on Facebook. Why would you do this, you ask yourself? Because, well, that's what I want you to do. And folks, let me tell you something right now. You won't regret it. This is good stuff. We're talking prime real estate, folks.
Just to see how far you will take it, I from
we're back on the playlist. We just heard the song The Overload by King Washington. And of course, still with me is Tyson from King Washington, which you can find at kingwashingtonmusic.com. Can you explain to me the track The Overload? Is it overload as far as like senses or overload as far as like with life? What's going on in that track?
Okay, so The Overload is the name of the album. It's the name of this track. It's the title track of the album. Essentially, we're living in a time that has changed so quickly. You know, 50 years ago, television was a new concept. Now, we have so many, technology is pretty much overrunning society. And it's benefiting us in many ways, you know, and it's also hurting us. I mean, you know, there's pros and cons to everything, right? But The Overload is essentially, in a nutshell, just how we are all now victims of living in a time that media is an art and everybody, you know, it's so easy to put out a message. And so you're living in this oversaturated market of you know, every Facebook post and Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, you have all these things coming at you. You look at the news, you don't know what to believe anymore. And it's just hard for people to really remember our grassroots of, you know, how we were behaving 200 years ago, and, you know, when reading a book was the highest form of entertainment, you know, or you know, so it's essentially kind of that's the message, you know. We are all victims of the overload living in today's modern era.
How do you underload? Like, do you go and, you know, bowl or golf?
Golf. I love to golf and play tennis and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think I am a big fan of kind of going a month or two without my cell phone, maybe once a year, and just kind of taking a break from screen time in general. You know, I'm always checking my emails and things, but just, you know, making sure that I'm always aware of everything that's happening in the room, not sticking my head in my lap, you know. You know, it's so hard to reach people these days. You know, you have to almost like shove them, you know, push them over to even get their attention sometimes. It's just like we're all walking zombies. You know, it's really sad to see so many people completely oblivious to the fact that how, like, rude and unattractive it is to just have your head sticking in, you know, a phone all the time, or whether it's that or, you know, even just all of the media that's being, you know. So, yeah, underloading is to me, I think, yeah, just being awake, aware, and of your surroundings, and respectful of everyone around you. If you want to do your thing, you know, it's always nice to do it on your own time, you know, instead of around people that are there for some reason or other, you know. It's just something that I think is a bigger deal than people credit for.
Now, I did see a photo by Sarah Sitkin, and that was,
yes,
that was a really cool photo. You guys were all dolled up. Can you tell me about that idea, and how did you feel wearing that? I don't even know if they were vintage clothes or not. They seemed vintage.
Yeah, thanks. They were made especially for us. We got them tailored to our bodies and personally designed to us by our dear friend, an amazing woman, Sonia Ette, who works as an incredible clothes designer in Beverly Hills. And we approached her and said, hey, you know, we've got this idea. We kind of want to have this new image for the band. And we got together and brainstormed and wanted something that was very, you know, George Washington era, kind of, you know, colonial looking, but also kind of modern. And she made them up and made, you know, cost us a pretty penny, but we got all three suits made. And it was a good little, you know, boost in our fan base right before we hit the road for a while there. And, you know, it was a great, great promotional little run that we had. Right now, we're kind of in another phase of just kind of writing now and kind of coming up with the next image. But yeah, that photo turned out so cool. And we did a couple, you know, photo shoots with her, and just I mean, she's terrific. I've known her for years. Sarah Sitkin is one of the most talented photographers and artists in general that you will ever discover. She's just so unique and original, and all of her work is so promising, and she's just got so much talent. Incredible star. Pleasure working with her as well.
I'm wondering about how you washed all that laundry, or like, did you have to do like special dry cleaning for those pieces?
Yeah. Yeah, that's those are dry clean only, definitely. Those suits, they're made of like this material. It's like a velvety soft. I don't know what it is, but it's because when you're on stage, you know, it breathes a little. The material, you know, it doesn't get too hot because, you know, even rocking up there and sweating our faces off, you need some material that can breathe. So she made sure they were kind of a little sticky, and so they're nice and tight and elasticy, so you can, you know, it's a nice combination to have.
Now, it had been raining here in L.A. For a few days. Are you in L.A. right now, or?
No, I haven't been in L.A. in about 6 weeks. I've been on this other tour. I'm in a touring Broadway show, which they offered me, and I couldn't turn it down. So this will be done in about another 6 weeks. And when I get back, it's go time.
Okay. And do you want to, you know, announce any more dates for that Broadway tour so people that are listening can go check you out, see the other side of you?
Not really. It's okay. I'd rather not. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I can assure you it's a great show. But, you know, King Washington interview for King Washington fans.
No worries. I mean, okay, wondering if you wanted to plug or not.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, it's cool. Is it that you're always trying to keep the two separate?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a day job. You know, I'm doing this, you know, to make my income, which is sadly not coming from King Washington yet. Yeah, you know, it's a cool gig. You know?
Yeah.
Very cool gig.
Well, let's get some income coming in to King Washington. Log on to kingwashingtonmusic.com. There you could try to help him out. One of the last things I want to talk to you guys about is we met you guys, I believe, through the Jenks, and I wanted to know if you've talked to any of the Jenks and what they've been up to.
Let me tell you something right now. Those brothers Ahmed are some rotten, rotten people. You know, they just really know how to upset everybody. No, I'm kidding. Those guys. I love those guys. I've known Zach and Dylan for years. I met Zach through, actually, this is a small story. Billy's sister, Devin Lee, was a good friend of mine from a very young age. I think I met her when I was 18. And she was karaoke hostess at the Little Rock in Reseda. And, you know, we were hanging out, and she said, "You got to come see the Jenks." And this was back in the original Jenks lineup, which was Dylan was not in the band yet. And it was just, they were just so cool. It was just like, this band is amazing. And I worshipped them so much. I'm about as big as a Jenks fan as you can get. And I just kept my eye on them over the years, and we kept in touch and played shows together, and we became fans, mutual fans of each other. And they were always just such an inspiration to me. And Zach finally invited Dylan to join the band, and then Dylan and Zach together obviously are just like incredible. And it's just been so great to see them grow, and I can't wait for them to be the next big thing. I'm sad it's taking so long, but they're doing a great job. They're killing it on just, you know, being a huge buzz in L.A. Everybody knows who the Jenks are now. It's just been so good to see them come so far, and I hope they can keep it up, you know. And going on tour with them was one of the funnest things I've ever done. We did a tour this last year with them, just a West Coast run, and it was just a blast, man. Those cats, just they're so cool to be on the road with and share, you know, endless shows with. I wish we can do it again soon.
I hope so, too. And make sure to log on to kingwashingtonmusic.com for more tour dates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you so much, Tyson, for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Tuttle. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Last track that we are going to leave off with is Old Highway. So thanks again.
All righty. Enjoy.
I knew a man who gave up love, who never had the chance to be a part of. So he sold his car and he pawned his mind, and he itched to ride along Old Highway 9. We'll be right back. life for pain. You could change your time, but you'll still be the same. A passerby, a nameless face, a man who came and went, it was a race.
What's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.